The UN Sustainable Development Goal SDG number 6 hinges on clean water and sanitation. The goal requires all governments to ensure that safe water is available to all people by the year 2030. Also, governments are to ensure that there is access to adequate and equitable sanitation and hygiene for all, and then end open defecation. Above all, special attention must be paid to the needs of women and girls and those in vulnerable situations. This requirement places an onerous task on the authorities to achieve these targets. In Ghana, a lot more work needs to be done in the area of open defecation and provision of clean water. In this special piece, Rebecca Ekpe reports that more attention needs to be paid to the issue of clean water in the peri-urban areas where women and children have greater needs.
Today we are going to have a sketch on proper hand washing. Proper hand washing makes us stronger and healthier, and it also prevents us from getting some diseases like cholera. Please stay tuned and watch our sketch. Thank you. It's late and this student should have been home by now. Hey, look at the way they have made this legs up. Let me try it. My daughter, you are back. Okay, your brother was suffering from his tummy, so I took him to the hospital. And when we went to the hospital, the doctor said we don't practice proper hand wash. That's why he's suffering from his tummy.
As you heard, depicted by the school pupils, the story which is told of the need for clean water is a simple one, but the task involved is Herculean. Water sanitation and hygiene wash experts say if no progress is made on the Sustainable Development Goal 6, which requires clean water for all, the other goals and targets cannot be achieved. Wash specialists point out that safe drinking water and hygienic toilets protect people from diseases and enable societies to be more productive. What is the situation in some peri-urban areas of the country? Nadede Akene, queen mother from Ningo in the Greater Accra region, shares her story.
My little village over there, some years back, we had a problem with water. There was no tap running. There's a well. People have dug wells in their homes and it's been fed by this tankers. They go to fill it and then they sell. In fact, if you buy the water from the well, you look into it, even to cook with it, it will be difficult for you, probably from the place where it's made.
The story is not any different from people in the Zongo Sempe Sukura area, also in the Greater Accra region, where Na Adole Abladi is queen mother.
So you can imagine what we see there. We get water from the main pipes maybe thrice in a week. So you have to walk afar to get water. But most houses in our area have boreholes in their homes.
At Adabraka in Accra, we hear of no rubbish bins, according to Queen Mother Na Koko Ajoyi.
We don't have rubbish bins, so we litter everywhere in Adabraka.
On the water situation, some school pupils are feeling the brunt of inadequate water, a situation which takes a toll on their schoolwork. We hear of an example from a pupil, Esther, of the Gbawe Experimental 2 JHS in Accra.
In my community, the situation is we don't have many taps. There are more a few taps over there, so we walk a long distance to a place in search of water. And sometimes when the taps are not running, because there are not so many boreholes over there, it's very difficult to get water, and where you get is also far. So when you go and fetch one water, by the time you get home, you are tired, and you are also hurry up and come home and come and do all the house chores, and water is not only the house chores. So you will be very tired that you can't even stay. After fetching the water, you just go and sleep. But the taps are not me, and my school is a cluster. Everybody is supposed to go and get water every morning, and the tap is only one. So you go and you go and meet many people there. We have class early morning too. So the situation in our school that we need more taps.
The Ghana Water Company obviously has a huge task on its hands to resolve all the no water or bad water situations. Na Adole Abladi speaks of even a greater concern.
2 months ago, there was a water problem in our area. So we fell on the water company and they came down to see what the fault was. They dig a hole, a very big hole around where the problem was, and said they were going to come back. Today, it's still there, and it's been causing accidents and hazards in the area. The children go into the water and they swim in it. So 2 weeks ago, one child was nearly killed in the water, but for a passerby, we would have heard a different story. So once again, water company, please. We are falling on you.
What then is the way forward in all of this, from the Queen Mother's view?
I don't know if it would be appropriate if a water company should always liaise with the Ministry of Lands, so that if anyone should put up a new building, they will check before the building is put up, because we have a lot of the pipe holes now with buildings sitting on them.
Open defecation is a huge problem for residents of Ningo. Na Koko Ajoyi could not mince her words.
In my community, a lot of houses have toilets, but just few doesn't have it. And in the community, when a visitor comes, because of our attitude now, you can't accept somebody into your house just to feed the stomach. You can't have it.
Na Adole Abladi collaborates her story and had an appeal.
In my area, most houses have toilets, the water closets. In other places too, they have this tubum type of toilet. Tubum is a KDIP. And other places, they defecate everywhere. Who are you to talk? It becomes a problem.
Clearly articulated by the Queen Mothers, as home managers, women have a greater responsibility in the wash campaign.
Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. For truly clean hands, wash with soap and water. For truly clean hands, clean hands, clean hands. For truly clean hands, wash with soap and water. Thank you.
As the school pupils continue to draw attention to the need to provide clean water for all, WASH pundits say attending school and work without disruption is a precursor to education and employment, both of which are the foundation of alleviating poverty. A 2016 WASH study shows that when sanitation matters are handled with resource recovery and reuse focus, it can contribute towards achieving at least 14 of the Sustainable Development Goals. Over to the powers that be to work towards achieving at least SDG Goal 6 that requires ensuring there is water, clean water for all. Rebecca Ekpe reporting.